This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a warm and enthusiastic welcome upon his arrival in Auckland, marking the start of his historic two-day visit to New Zealand. This is the first by an Indian Prime Minister in nearly four decades. After arriving in Auckland yesterday, Prime Minister Modi was received at the airport by New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. The Indian community gathered in large numbers to greet him. The atmosphere was filled with excitement as people waved the Indian tricolour and chanted Kia Ora Modi to welcome him. Mr. Modi witnessed a vibrant celebration of India's rich cultural heritage during the community welcome in Auckland. During his visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart are expected to discuss ways to further strengthen cooperation in trade, investment, education, technology and people-to-people ties, reflecting the growing partnership between the two countries. Indian High Commissioner to New Zealand, Muanpui Saiwui, expressed hope that the visit will provide fresh momentum to bilateral ties. She also pointed to the India-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement signed in April this year, saying it would further expand cooperation in trade and commerce, maritime security, people-to-people ties, culture, tourism and counter-terrorism.
We will be building on the things that we've already worked on. So, free trade agreement is signed, but it has to be ratified and we have to push it towards the unlocking the full potential of the free trade agreement. So, there are some things about trade and commerce. There will be some things about tourism, culture, sports diplomacy, and also under the economy piece, there will be more on horticulture, agriculture, and education as well. So, there are many, many aspects of it, including maritime security. As
India prepares to commission the indigenous stealth frigate Mahendragiri into the Indian Navy, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has reaffirmed that India remains the primary guarantor of peace and stability in the Indian Ocean region. Addressing the naval personnel during the Barakhana in Vishakhapatnam yesterday, he said the Indian Navy is playing a vital role in safeguarding the nation's maritime interests amid an increasingly complex global security environment. The defense minister said that the growing geopolitical competition and the increasing presence of extra-regional powers have made maritime vigilance more important than ever. He said the Indian Navy is securing India's maritime borders, protecting vital sea lanes and safeguarding the country's interests across the region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met his Omani counterpart Badr bin Ahmad al-Busaidi in Muscat yesterday and held discussions on various facets of the cooperation between the two countries. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said the talks focused on trade, investments, connectivity, maritime, technology, defense and cyber and AI domains. The two leaders also held a comprehensive exchange of views and developments on the Gulf and efforts to ensure peace and stability in the region. Dr. Jayashankar highlighted that the discussions reflected the trust and strength of strategic partnership between India and Oman. Minister of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan yesterday reviewed preparations for the upcoming monsoon session in the Parliament House complex. The session of the Parliament will commence on 20th of this month and continue till the 13th of August. In a social media post, Mr. Meghwal said a comprehensive review of the legislative business scheduled for the upcoming session was conducted and necessary guidelines were issued. Indian Railways has approved 206 crore rupees for coverage deployment on 680 route kilometers of Northern Railway to enhance safety and operational efficiency. The project aimed at expanding the indigenous safety system across high-density and strategically important routes. The Railway Ministry said the provision of coverage version 4.0 will be implemented on the Rewari, Delhi and Chakrabasti Bhatinda sections of Delhi Division. The system has been designed to significantly enhance railway safety by preventing signal pass to danger incidents and train collisions. The ministry said the system continuously monitors train movements, automatically applies brake whenever necessary, permits trains to operate safely at maximum permissible speeds. In FIFA World Cup, the second quarter-final match between Spain and Belgium is underway at Los Angeles Stadium in Inglewood, US. Both the teams are tied 1-1 when reports last came in. Spain took the lead as midfielder Fabian Ruiz scored in the 30th minute of the game. And that is the end of this news bulletin.